Previously on Elisa's Treasure, presented by Melanated Memoirs. You'll never get away from me, Elise. I'm your mother. I control your soul.
Hey, Elise, get that ass over here. Clean up this fucking mess.
Tyrell, but you're dead.
I'm always going to be with you, no matter where you go. You can't escape me.
No, what are you doing? Well, darling, you're the main course. You've been a bad girl. Now you have to pay for your sins. No, this can't be real. This can't be real. This is a nightmare. What the hell? What the hell? Elise. How do you feel? It feels good to finally get revenge on Andorian. I'm glad, but don't think of it as revenge. Now, when we meet this man, when we meet this guy, he doesn't know you from Adam's house cat, alright? Alright, Dorian. And remember, I'll do most of the talking. But when I introduce you, just say that you're Anne's sister. That's all he needs. Something tells me he's going to spill his guts. Dorian, are you sure you should go through with this? Winston, we've got to stop Anne at all costs. You're right. Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to be sitting across the restaurant. Dorian, Laurel, I want you all to go through it like we planned. And trust, our team is watching as well. Laurel, you're in safe hands, all right? Thank you, Winston. Thank you, Dorian. I greatly appreciate it. Winston and I, along with Laurel, enter into the cafe. We finally made it to Panama. We meet with one of Anne's victims of a scheme. Prominent businessman. He likes to be called Jay, but everyone knows him as Joel. Joel owned several sports teams back home, but due to him traveling the world, he made his home in Panama and owns one of the best places ever. And this is his cafe. Sit down. Now order me some Chardonnay. While Laurel orders a salad. She's dressed nice in her pink flowing dress. Me wearing a nice business suit. Not too flashy, but not too bland. Just enough to get the job done. Nice to see you, Dorian. Nice to see you as well, Jay. It's been too long. Oh, it has. And who is this darling young lady? This is my friend, Lady Low. Hi there, Lady Low. You're looking quite stunning. Jay bats his eye at Laurel, and she smiles. And how do you know this crazy gentleman? Well, I'm a friend of his homegirls, and he knows my sister. Oh, I see. See, Jay and I became acquainted during the trial and during the private investigation, and I reached out to him because his name showed up in the investigative report as well. And the private investigator was getting ready to sink their teeth into him as well, because Ann saw another opportunity to blackmail. But Jay was two steps ahead of Ann, and that infuriated her. So, Dorian, I understand that you have some news about an old friend of ours. I surely do. I heard that she's been put away for murder and fraud. Yes, I guess karma finally got that bitch. They say karma's a bitch, but karma whooped that bitch's ass. And you're right, Jay. But Jay, I understand that you may have something for us that can ultimately be the downfall of Ann and put her away for a long time. I sure do. Jay hands me an envelope. Exactly what I needed. In here, you will find everything, Dorian. You will find everything that you need. Trust me. And when you get back to the States, I'm holding up my end of the bargain. Everything will be well. No one will come after you or your family. Thank you, Jay. And just for that little problem that you had with those bankers, you can count that done as well. So Mr. Goody Two Shoes finally got some balls. I've always had the balls. I only used them when I needed to. I guess that's what the young people call big dick energy. You shall see. But in the meantime, our focus is taking down Ann. Can you do that for me? Yes. And nice to meet you again, Lady Low. Nice to meet you as well, Jay. A couple of hours later, we are sitting in our hotel. And I look over at Laurel and Winston. Winston is looking at me with a seductive yet proud look in his eyes. And Laurel is just shaking her head. Wow. I thought I'd never say this, Dorian, but I'm glad that we're taking her down. Oh, she's going down, all right. She's really going down this time. Now, we did set you up in a nice house a couple of miles from here. Don't worry about it. You're going to be safe. Jay is going to make sure of that. Make no mention that you knew of Anne's dealings. Oh, my lips are sealed. Dorian, Jay already knew who I was. I knew that. That's why I brought you here. He knew that Anne was holding you hostage in a sense, playing you. Because you were a part of that scheme as well, and I did not want to be a part of it. Trust me. Jay is just as cunning and conniving as Anne, but nowhere near as dangerous. I got you. Well, here's to a new life. But what about Zeke? What about his family? Right now, Zeke is facing up to 10 years. However, he may be getting more. Let's just say, sometimes the plea deal doesn't always work out. And with his record and him being connected to Anne, the press is already going to be all over this. So it's going to be a wild ride. But you, my dear, are safe. Dorian, Winston says, let's go. Are you going to be okay, Laurel? Yes, I'm going to be okay. Well, I bid you adieu, and thank you again. Remember, only call that number if you need me, okay? I will, Dorian, and thank you. Thank you. With that, Winston and I leave, and we head to the airport. to catch a flight back to the States. In Bowman, count your days. You're going down. We finally make it back to the States. Dorian and I didn't skip a beat. We head on over to our good judge friend that's handling Anne's case. How are you, Judge?
I'm well.
Judge Lenore was appointed what she did. And given that she knew Anne's background and that she was good friends with Jay, Anne could not and would not stand a chance. You boys have everything that I need? That and more, Your Honor. Ooh, this is going to be fun. Now, I know you guys played hardball to get this, and I'm hoping that you went through the proper channels.
Yes, Your Honor, we did, Judge.
Good. Be here next Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. This will be no holds barred. From my understanding, she's been on the radar for far too long, and now that she's locked up, she won't be getting out anytime soon. She's like a Bernadette Madoff. And Bowman, your days are numbered, sweetie. Mom, did I tell you about the strange letter I received?
What letter, honey?
I look at my mom as I put down Tyrell Jr. for his nap. I received this letter. I have an idea of who it's from, but I can't tell you exactly who. Tell me who it is, girl. Tell me what it is, rather.
Well, Mom, the letter stated that they knew what Tyrell had done and that we are commonly linked. Here, let me pull it out.
Hello, Simone. I'm sorry to be writing you under these circumstances, and right now I can't reveal who I am due to certain circumstances. And I must protect you and Tyrell Jr. We have a common link, and that's Tyrell Cartier. I can't reveal how we were connected, but he and I are former something. Let's put it like that. I don't want any trouble. And just so for the record, there are no hard feelings between me and you. I don't even know you. But this enclosed check and the information I'm providing to you is rightfully yours. Upon Tyrell's death, it was found out that he had an insurance policy. And Tyrell Jr. and another person who shall not be named are the beneficiaries of this policy. Do right by Tyrell Jr. Tell him that his father loved him dearly and would do anything. And if you choose to tell him the ugly parts, that will be fine also. I'm sorry for the situation that you've been put in. My heart goes out to you. Signed, The Lady.
The Lady? What kind of mess is that, girl?
Well, Mom, everything is here is legitimate. The only other person that I could think that would write something like this could be...
Oh, my God.
You talking about his wife?
Yes.
Well, honey, that is pretty
Nice of her, I guess. Child, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. But are you sure it was his wife? It could have been his mom, or it could have been the executor of his estate. I don't know. I don't know. All I know was it came from Mount Vernon. That's all I know. I had been sitting on this for quite some time, and I didn't want to share it yet because I was concerned, but everything is legit. Well, the good Lord works in mysterious ways. How have you been holding up, Simone? I've been well. I've been trying to find his widow. You mean his ex-wife? Yes, but she's nowhere to be found. Well, you know, sometimes when people go through stuff like that, they hide from the public and they keep private for a while. Right. I just want to talk to her and let her know that if she needs me, I'm here for her. I didn't know Tyrell was that crazy. Just watching the footage and seeing things, the body cam footage and stuff, that did something to me. What if that had happened to me? I see someone's been thinking about some things. I have, Mom. Well, Mom, thank you for watching Tyrell Jr. while I go to work. You're welcome, baby girl. Now keep your head up, all right? Okay, Mommy. Hey, what's up, fam? This is author and creator of Melanated Memoirs Presents Elise's Treasure, Yannick Taylor. Thank you all so much for your love and support, and thank you so much for listening to Elise's Treasure. I've been reading the reviews online, and I am loving, especially what I am hearing. A lot of people have even written me and told me that they love the podcast, and thank you all so much. I did not expect this podcast to take off as much as it has. And I'm just so thankful that you all are standing the course with me. One thing about me, I do pay attention and I do listen to my audience. I do listen to my listeners, And thank you to everyone that have listened, that have left us a rating, that have left us a review. It means so much to me that you all would do that. And coming up on a year in February, I've been doing Melanated Memoirs. It started off as doing one thing, but it turned out into a complete other entity. And again, I am so thankful. But I want you all, if you have the Apple Podcast app, or if you're on Podbean, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, wherever you're listening, please give us a rating and leave us a review of the podcast. That helps us see where we can improve in and on as well. Thank you all so much for this. This has been Chapter 13 of Melanated Memoirs, and this podcast it's also crowdfunded. So if you love this podcast, please support us by going to our Ko-Fi page at ko-fi.com/Yannick Taylor. It is greatly appreciated. I love y'all so much. Live, love, and be free. Smooches to you. Remember, your life and your melanin tells a story.